Welcome to the quarterly audio series of the North & Schantz Consulting Group. We call this series Straightforward, and it's designed to provide you with direction for your future. In this edition, Roger North welcomes his guest, Rick Stammel, the general manager of the Dutch Wonderland Family Entertainment Complex in Lancaster. Roger and Rick will be discussing Rick's leadership journey. Now, from the North & Schantz Consulting Group, here's Roger North.
My youngest daughter, Kirsten, had her 9th birthday a couple of weeks ago. And as many of you probably know, a single-digit birthday for a young child is a significant event. So, of course, we treated it accordingly. And Kirsten is a very curious child, asks a lot of questions, and she's very interested in different facts. So she's constantly calling to my attention the difference in our ages and enjoys knowing what the ages of different people are, including often bringing up my age to me because it seems very advanced to her. And it got me to thinking about the nature of the passage of time, because to me, as I get older, time passes more and more quickly with each year. But to a child, life, I think, sometimes seems suspended in air, suspended in time. They don't have as great a frame of reference. So I got to thinking about that here as we plunge well into 2005. I'm just extraordinarily excited about 2005. We had a wonderful year business-wise and personally in 2004, and we have many of you to thank for that. And one of the people that we have to thank for that is my guest today, Rick Stammel. Rick is the general manager of the Dutch Wonderland Family Entertainment Complex, and Rick knows a thing or two about kids. He has a couple of his own, and he has thousands of his own going through that complex throughout the year. And Rick, it's just a real pleasure to have you here.
And Roger, it's an honor to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, it's great to have you. Tell us a little bit about Dutch Wonderland. I know when you and I became closely related through the client relationship, I think I thought of Dutch Wonderland as a kids' entertainment theme park, and it is that, but it's more than that. Tell us a little bit about everything that you have to offer there.
It is. You'll hear us refer to Dutch Wonderland as a kingdom for kids, and that is our mission, to build that entertainment complex into a kingdom for kids. And in addition to the amusement park, which just celebrated its 40th anniversary last
wow.
year.
Great. Congratulations.
We've also got the Discover Lancaster County History Museum, mm-hmm. Wonderland Mini Golf, the Old Mill Stream Campground is also connected to the complex. And in addition, we operate some off-site retail businesses, one over in Kitchen Kettle. And it's just really been a great experience, and the whole property has really come alive, and the whole product is really growing.
And it would just seem that your location there has got to be just about perfect, as it would seem that Lancaster County and environs is just becoming a more and more attractive destination, vacation destination. Is that the way it looks to you from your vantage point?
Absolutely. First of all, being on Route 30, like you said, I don't think you could ask for a better location. We certainly have the visibility from the highway, but I feel so good about the strength of the Lancaster County destination mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. seeing some of the things that's happening here, the Ball Stadium and some of the other development. Mm-hmm. I think this destination's only going to get better as time goes on.
Yeah, and I think that's just a huge plus for all of us. We may have our days when we'd like to get through the traffic more quickly, but I think those of us who love Lancaster County and love central Pennsylvania recognize the value of vibrant tourism and entertainment community around us, and you guys are certainly right in the center of that.
Right, and we really pride ourselves on being one of the lighthouse attractions that drives some of the tourism to this county.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's something that's very important to us, and we want to try to continue to grow in that aspect.
Dutch Wonderland obviously has an interesting history, because it's my recollection that it was a family-owned business for many, many years, and now its ownership has shifted to Hershey Entertainment and Resorts, of which I guess would be your employer?
That's correct. That would be our parent company.
Okay.
A little bit of history on the park. It was started in 1963 by Earl Clark,
mm-hmm.
and he passed away in 1993, and control of the business had turned over to his two sons. And at some point, they had approached our company about purchasing the
mm-hmm.
business.
Okay.
And we came down in 2001. There was a due diligence team mm-hmm. that had visited the property and did a real in-depth study of the business and
sure.
Made a recommendation to our executive committee about the potential purchase of the business.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in November of 2001.
So there's been three summer seasons that you've been involved with the park since then?
That's right. We just finished up our third season okay. owning and operating Dutch Wonderland.
Okay. And what's the pattern there? Are you seeing growth? Are you seeing more visitors? How do you measure that sort of thing in that business?
I think there's been growth in many ways. We've had three very good years. Matter of fact, three record-setting years.
Oh, that's great.
One right after the other. And considering some of the weather challenges we've faced over the last 3 years, I'm especially proud of the numbers we've been coming up with. Mm-hmm. Our first year was one of the hottest, driest on record.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided it was time to add some water attractions and followed that first year up with one of the wettest
yeah.
coolest summers on the record. So,
which probably doesn't bode well for the new water rides, huh?
No. That makes it challenging. And even 2004 was a wet summer.
Yes, it was.
Unfortunately, it came at a bad time. A lot of the rainy days were in August. Yeah. And there were some days we just closed down because it was raining so hard.
Yeah. What are you projecting for 2005? Continued growth?
Absolutely. We've been on a real good upward trend, and I think that's going to continue. The addition of Duke's Lagoon, the water play area mm-hmm. to the park, has really helped drive the attendance and the guest satisfaction at our property. So we've been focusing on developing that area. And once again, in 2005, we'll be adding another major component to Duke's Lagoon, which will be a multi-level play structure, very interactive, and really geared more toward kids in probably 6 to 10-year-old range.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But all children will be able to enjoy it. So I think we've got a well-balanced product now.
Well, I referred a few minutes ago to my youngest daughter, Kirsten, and one of my first opportunities to meet you brings back a time when you had a sneak preview night, I think it was in May, when you were getting ready to open the park for the season. And Kirsten and I were able to enjoy the park that night, and it's just one of her great memories of the year, the enjoyment of the evening we had. But in seeing you that night, Rick, I remember you standing on the high dive, addressing the guests that night, and eventually one of your theme park characters pushed you off into the water from what looked to me to be about a 10 or 12 foot high dive. How did that come about?
Well, we were sitting around brainstorming about the evening, and we try to be a fun group and do some new and exciting things.
Sure.
And every year at this event, I say a few comments, talk a little bit about what's new, and we really focused on entertainment last year and mm-hmm. added a whole new show to the dive stadium. And one of them jokingly said, "Oh, yeah, we ought to get you up on the diving board and could jump off." And I said, "Yeah, I'll do that," mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. their surprise. Mm-hmm. And there it evolved into a little skit. And I got up there, and the villain of the show snuck up behind me and pushed me into the water from a 12-foot diving board with my suit on. So I think I shocked everybody. Even my family didn't know about it.
Is that right?
All right. I didn't tell anybody.
I know we saw you in the park shortly thereafter, and I was hoping you knew it was coming because I don't know how prepared you would have been for the loss of a good business suit and shoes and socks that went with it. Sounds like you were prepared.
I was, yeah. We made sure the cell phone was out of the pocket, too.
It was fun because sitting in the stadium there, we could kind of see it developing. But my daughter was with me, and she didn't believe that was what was going to happen. I kept whispering to her that eventually Mr. Stammel's going to get pushed off that diving board, but she just didn't buy that that was about to happen until it actually did and got a real kick out of it. So obviously you're a good sport as well.
I like to have fun.
Rick, were you employed with Hershey Entertainment and Resorts prior to your assignment to Dutch Wonderland? Maybe a career history might be applicable here.
Pretty much my whole career centers around Hershey Entertainment Resorts.
Okay.
I grew up in the area, and when I was in high school looking for a job, all the way back to 1977, went to Hershey Park, as pretty much all of my friends did.
Sure.
And started there in the foods department, making cotton candy, dipping ice cream,
okay.
all those kinds of things. So spent the next few years working in the foods department, the next 6 years, and had progressed through the various seasonal management mm-hmm. stages there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Became a supervisor. I was in college at the time, but went to Penn State. I actually have an environmental degree from Penn State.
Okay.
When I graduated, there was a position open in the foods department, and I took a full-time job there. Then spent a little bit of time in retail, eventually up to assistant general manager, which was the position I held when I was part of the due diligence team that looked at Dutch Wonderland.
Okay. So you've really never had another employer?
No.
Wow. That's very, very unusual. And I guess speaks well to both the type of employer that Hershey is as well as the career progression you've had.
Hershey Entertainment Resorts is a great company to work for. It really is a company that cares about the employees. I've always enjoyed my relationship with the company and enjoyed the work there. It's hard work, it's challenging, but it's never boring. And I just have always enjoyed the seasonality of it. We go from summer season to the Halloween events to Christmas and then heavily into the planning for the next year. So it's always something different.
Your career progression is very interesting to me because there's certainly a very strong strain of thought out there in career planning and so forth that you really need to make several different moves employer-wise in order to get the exposure and get the experience that is needed for many people to reach their career goals, particularly if they're going through a management into leadership track as you have. That hasn't been necessary apparently for you. And so there must have been some points along the way where you were nurtured and mentored and some of your leadership skills started to emerge. Can you think back on a couple of significant people or events that have helped you to progress to the point of leadership that you're at right now, Rick?
Well, it goes all the way back to my days as a supervisor. I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to move into those positions and have good leaders above me. And some of those individuals were high school and college students themselves.
How about that? Yeah.
Our company has always been very supportive of training and management growth.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fortunate to be surrounded by people who really knew what they were doing and were good leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I moved into a full-time position, again, the full-time management of the food and beverage department there were very supportive, as was the whole company. They would bring trainers into classrooms, and we had the opportunity to learn new management styles and make mm-hmm. ourselves better leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And now the company is really focusing on that and seeing the immediate return on investment from dollars spent on management, leadership development, and training. And now working with North & Shantz, our organization has just really moved forward much faster than it ever has before. So this is my first experience with an outside consultant. But I got to tell you, the positive aspect of it is the different perspective and the other experiences, which I don't have mm-hmm. growing up in one company that mm-hmm. I'm now being exposed to.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. I know my associate, Daryl Isay, who works most closely with you, and also Josh Stroop, I know our team does a lot of work with you. And if part of your mission is to put a smile on the face of kids, I think Daryl and Josh apply to that because they come back so often from their interactions with you and your team, just really being excited about the interaction and being excited about the growth that they see and excited about the opportunity to continue to be a catalyst for leadership development there at your organization. So we're deeply appreciative of that relationship. Thank you.
As am I. It's been great for us.
Rick, talk a little bit about your own development as a leader. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine not too long ago, and we almost wondered if the term leader or leadership is almost becoming a cliche because we just hear it used in so many different ways and seems to have so many definitions. I used to often ask people what they thought was the difference between management and leadership. I'm not too interested in that conversation today, as much as I am in what it feels like for you to be regarded as a leader. And was there kind of a seminal moment or some point in your career where you realized that people were watching and responding to your behavior?
I would say in every management position I've had, people have been watching. I think they're always watching the person who's responsible for their daily activities. So I think that's happened all along the way.
Ken Blanchard used to say that boss watching was the most popular sport in America. So we know it happens. I guess the question is whether it's beneficial or not. Huh?
Well, I think so. And one of the things I've always tried to do and one of the things I respect on those people I'm watching are leaders who set a good example mm-hmm. and lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all glean skills from anybody we work for or with. And I've worked for some managers who I didn't enjoy the experience with as much, but I certainly learned a lot from
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
everybody's got their strengths and weaknesses, and we learn from both of those things.
What are some things that as you go through your own leadership development and you interact with your management team there at Dutch Wonderland, what are some of the strengths that have been identified in terms of the way that you roll leadership out as a GM?
Well, I think, first of all, leading by example.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I strongly believe in the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've just learned the term the platinum rule. It's treat other people the way they want to be treated.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that is so important. If somebody makes a mistake, I'm not down their throat.
Mm-hmm.
We all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We learn from our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the most important things that's really coming across. I hope it does. And the other thing is that when one of my team members needs help somewhere, I'm in there helping, as is anybody on the team.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, we have a lot to do to get ready, and we all work together. And you'll see our controller out cutting the grass, for example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody pitches in, and everybody, I think, leads by example on our team.
I think there's an interesting thing going on in the workplace, and I don't know how you see it, but I really like the emphasis that we see in leadership material, leadership books, on the example that's set by a leader and the opportunity to try things and make mistakes and give people some room for risk and trying things and learning from mistakes. And obviously that's been something that you've appreciated as having been offered to you and something that you want to continue to offer to the people that respond to your leadership. I think there's kind of an interesting art there with combining that sort of learning-oriented approach with real boundaries and accountability, that at the same time as we're going through a growth process as leaders of people, we also have milestones that we need to get to. We have numbers that we need to meet or exceed. We have tasks, both quantitative and qualitative, that need to be performed in the workplace. Do you ever struggle with kind of the intersection of the platinum rule and keeping accountability in place for yourself and your people?
That is a struggle from time to time, but we've recently gone through the process of creating our mission and vision statement. So that becomes the foundation or the main guideline for everything we do. And we've got our policies and procedures like most organizations as well. But I think it's important to empower your team to get out there and succeed and obviously follow those guidelines that are established. All in all, I would say I don't struggle with it because everybody knows what they need to do. And we're all working for improving the guest's experience. We all have that in mind. People are making their decisions based on that.
So perhaps part of the reason why that particular thing that I brought out, which, by the way, I see as just a huge challenge in many of the workplaces that we're exposed to, particularly the accountability piece, is perhaps because you have developed with your team something central that everybody believes in and you can kind of come back to. And it sounds like you're saying that that's a guest experience and that's expressed in your mission and vision statements. And when you kind of gather around that, there's an investment in that and that's the rock that people come back to.
That's absolutely it. And that guest focus point really boils down to the smile on the kid's face that's out there in our park or experiencing any of our business units. So we all use that as our foundation, and we talk about those experiences and things that we see in the park. And everybody, from an accountability standpoint, for the most part, is managing their own behaviors and their own results. From time to time, we have to sit down and get somebody back on track. But I've just been very fortunate with the team I have working at Dutch Wonderland. They know what needs to be done, and I rarely have to step in. And I always tell them, if you're not making mistakes, you're not trying hard enough. Don't make the same mistake again.
That's exactly all I expect. And doesn't it free you up to be that much more productive and forward-looking when very little of your time is involved in corrective behavior?
That's right. I don't have to watch over all of my associates, team members, and that really helps me focus on the bigger picture. And I think that's one of the reasons why our property and the product, which is Dutch Wonderland, has continued to succeed. And we've had, especially this past year, every one of our business units had a record year.
Oh, that's great. So it's congratulations.
Very good feeling.
I think those of us looking in at a business like yours from the outside would think, wow, what an incredible challenge and how busy it must be from, say, Memorial Day to Labor Day. And what in the world do you do the other 8.5 months of the year?
I think a lot of people think we just turn off the lights and go home.
So you do have a year-round job, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's probably the most frequently asked question directed at me.
Sure.
But my busiest months are January through March.
Okay.
The planning that's necessary and all the hiring from all of our department managers that goes on just takes a tremendous amount of time. So it's a big task to get the whole thing rolling again for the upcoming year, making all the improvements we want. We're constantly analyzing what we've done and breaking it down and trying to do it better. I spend a lot of time in meetings this time of year.
Sure.
But it's definitely busier. Once we get into the meat of the season, we have 750 seasonal employees that come on board to help us.
You're talking about just at Dutch Wonderland.
That's just at Dutch Wonderland. That's correct.
Wow.
Once we have the full team on board, actually things kind of settle in a little bit. My time becomes a little more normalized. But then once we get to the end of August and the kids go back to school, we're back in the crazy time again.
Isn't that interesting? I think most of us looking in from the outside, including myself, would have seen it the other way around. One thing, too, that you just said, the 750 seasonal employees is just almost hard to fathom. But one thing that I've always been impressed with, even well before we became associated by business, is the quality of the seasonal or part-time employees that are there, both at Dutch Wonderland, which is a place I've been to with my family many times, as well as Hershey Park, another place that we enjoy going on a frequent basis. How do you accomplish that? How do you get seasonal, part-time, perhaps very young? How do you get them to the point where they're so enjoyable to be around and so productive? Is it just selection?
It starts there, but that's not where all the effort really goes. We really try to expand our reach as far as recruiting goes so that we are able to be selective. We probably have 1,500 applicants for those jobs.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And we're lucky right now that the market's that way, the labor pool.
Yeah.
But we hire 14 and 15-year-olds. A lot of places don't.
Mm.
And I think some businesses shy away from seasonal kids that young, thinking they're immature, but it's amazing how mature some of these young people are. And the other nice thing is we can train them around our mission and hopefully instill good habits in them right off the bat. And I think that's also been a part of our success.
Well, so perhaps even an advantage you're looking at is that they're not unlearning habits that they may have learned that might have been different in another workplace. They're learning them first at Dutch Wonderland, perhaps.
That's correct. Those kids that we get, it's their first time, their first job, really, I think, are easier to train.
Yeah, I can see that.
And a lot of those kids stick with us for many years
in
both parks. We continue to develop those individuals, and that's why we get the product we do.
Yeah, and in some ways, you're doing a service to the rest of the workforce in that you're probably turning out from your employee when perhaps they're not in your employee anymore and going out into full-time work, perhaps after high school or college. Employees who have already been well-trained and understand how to treat guests and understand work ethic and accountability, and we certainly can use an extra dose of that in our society today, so thank you.
We never promise them an easy job. It's hard work, but we really try to reinforce those good habits, and a lot of training and reinforcement from the management really helps develop those skills in the young people.
Oh, that's great. Rick, how do you receive feedback on your own leadership? What have you developed around you that tells you when you're getting it done, when you're having a positive effect on other people, when people are responding in, shall we say, platinum rule fashion? How do you get feedback on how you're doing?
First of all, I get a lot of direct feedback from the individuals on my team.
Great.
And we have a very open environment as far as the structure, the management structure at Dutch Wonderland. I have an open door policy.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone is comfortable telling me if I'm getting a little off track or if there are things that are going well. But we also go through some of the instruments that are available, 360s, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I use to judge how well I'm doing or our team is doing is really the guests in the park.
Yeah.
We do guest surveys, and we're just getting really good comments. And it's a great thing for me when a guest will go out of their way to walk up. They see the tie, they see the name tag, and compliment us, the management team, on Dutch Wonderland.
That must be extraordinarily rewarding.
That's the true measure of how well I'm doing as a leader and ultimately the rest of the management team.
And I think what's come through to me through our conversation today has just been in so many different parts of the conversation we've had today, you've come back to that as your rock. The guest experience, how the guests are responding, the smile on the kids' faces, creating a kingdom for kids. All those things just show me a leader who's extraordinarily focused on their mission and where they want to head, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. That's what it's all about.
Rick, also, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be involved, to be associated with your organization. I know that Daryl Lisey and Josh Stroop, our consultants that work with you, just enjoy it immensely, and we look forward to a continuing beneficial relationship there.
Well, I can't tell you how much we've appreciated the relationship. Daryl and Josh have done just fantastic things with our team development. And also for me personally in my leadership development. I've grown more in the past year working with them than I ever have before. So it's been a great relationship.
That's the sort of reward we're looking for. So thanks so much. It was great to talk to you today, Rick. I really appreciate the time you took to share with us today. And I wish everybody a super day.
In our effort to provide direction for your future, North & Shons continues to work closely with businesses in developing their leadership journey, management performance, and sales results. As always, thank you for listening to Straightforward.